This is KPTC 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burman with local news and commentary for Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. The Jefferson County Department of Health has not posted any additional cases of COVID-19 since Friday. The site now lists 269 reported cases and just 7 people awaiting test results. There are 20 active cases now in isolation. These numbers will change, especially after Jefferson County Health Officer Dr. Tom Locke makes his weekly presentation to the county commissioners this morning. For the latest data, visit the Jefferson County Department of Health website or the county's official Facebook page. Vaccines are said to be becoming more available in Washington State, but there is still some confusion about the process. On Monday, the State Department of Health announced the expansion of vaccine access to thousands of more people per week. As of January 16th, it had distributed more than 294,000 doses of the vaccine, or 42% of those delivered to the state. Last week, there was an average of 14,300 vaccines a day, with the hope to increase that once the state receives enough doses to do so. In a press release, the health department announced the lowering of age restrictions to 65 and older and a path to expand vaccinations beyond the healthcare sector to other Washingtonians. Locally, Jefferson Healthcare is only accommodating members of the general public who are 80 and older, according to a press release issued yesterday. Like the COVID numbers, this could change quickly with the latest information available at the hospital's website, jeffersonhealthcare.org. People seeking vaccinations can try their luck with findyourphasewa.org. I went through the process this morning identifying myself correctly as a 66-year-old non-essential worker and was told that I was qualified to receive the vaccine. It pushed me into a scheduling link at the Port Townsend Safeway, but no appointments for the next 2 years are available. So obviously the process is still under construction. You can try this at home, but one recommended course of action is to just watch healthcare websites for the latest vaccine news. Jefferson Healthcare has asked people to be patient and not contact the hospital or the provider with questions. Oftentimes, they won't know any more than you do. The Taming Bigfoot Community Carbon Footprint Reduction Competition that last occurred in 2016 is returning this year, attempting to make this action fun, rewarding, and educational, according to the organization's website. The idea is to have a diverse mix of individuals work together as a team to collectively reduce their team's carbon footprint, competing with other teams to see who can show the most improvement. The event is sponsored by Jefferson County's Local 2020 organization. During the competition, there will be periodic updates on team standings interspersed with short informational presentations related to climate change in Jefferson County. These gatherings will take place online, keeping our miles driven down while practicing social distancing. Results will be announced in early May with prizes, which are donated by local businesses and organizations, awarded to the teams achieving the greatest emission reductions. Teams are forming now, and applications are due by this Friday, January 22nd. For more information, search online for Taming Bigfoot. Joe Biden is to be inaugurated as our 46th president at noon Eastern Time tomorrow, which is 9 a.m. here in Port Townsend. But locals are planning a commemoration at noon Port Townsend time at the Pope Marine Plaza across from City Hall. According to the Peninsula Daily News, attendance expectations at the socially distanced event are up for grabs, but a couple of hundred people showed up at a rally celebrating Biden's election in November. As for the possibility of counter-demonstrators, organizers said the focus of the rally is on the right of peaceful, free expression. Just in case, the Port Townsend Police Department will have extra officers on site, according to the article. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.